parking lot was nearly empty. The car looked like a little child's toy way off in the far corner. As she trudged along, she kept her eyes on the big orange sun that was sinking toward a dark line of trees in the distance. She wondered how much lower and fatter it would be by the time she was on the road. About halfway there, she dropped her keys on the pavement next to a faded yellow stripe. She bent down to retrieve them and then suddenly froze, arm outstretched, hand open, as an overpowering sense of deja vu washed through her. The setting sun, purple sky, the early evening smell of baked asphalt, all of it had sometime, somewhere, been exactly as it was this very moment. Then it was gone. She grabbed her keys and continued on her way. The car was hard to start as usual. It would take a little coaxing to make it turn over. Her gearhead brother-in-law had been working on it for her, and he wasn't one to sacrifice torque or horsepower for easy starts or other such petty concerns. But that was okay, because she loved to go fast. For her, the dashed lines on the freeway were like grains of sand slipping through an hourglass, taking away the seconds, the minutes, and the hours of her life. If she got home a few minutes early on any given afternoon, it gave her a thrill, as if she had stolen a little something back from death. The motor came to life just as the tree line took its first nip at the sun, and without missing a beat, she threw the car into gear and headed for the highway. The road stretched out in a thin black ribbon as straight and as far ahead as the eye could see. There was no traffic, so she pressed a little harder on the accelerator and began to pick up speed. It was that peculiar bit of twilight when the first faint stars become visible. Last night she had come this way, and there had also been a sliver of a crescent moon. But right now it was nowhere to be seen. She didn't care though, she just wanted to go faster. She leaned into the steering wheel and mashed the gas pedal into the floor. And the stripes on the highway began to unreel beneath her in a dizzying blur, as if all those grains of sand had lost their bearing and were falling all over each other, just trying to get out of the way, to make room for the next moment, for the next instant. Tick of the clock. And at that moment, she saw the first glimmer of reflective paint. Yellow and black, wafting through the late summer heat, rising off the roadway. And in the next instant, she saw the barricade, a low, thick, concrete wall behind the warning sign. And she tightened her grip on the steering wheel, pressed harder on the gas pedal, and fixed her stare straight ahead. Everything went absolutely silent. And instead of a crash, and instead of a screech of tires, or a scream, there was just one very loud tick of a clock, and then a crazy symphony of grinding bone and metal, bent steering wheel, wrists snapping like toothpicks, broken legs flailing out at weird angles as she smashed through the windshield in an explosive shower of glass and blood. And then she was flying, falling, floating, sailing through the air, an impossible arc across the night sky, until her momentum would carry her no further. And then she reached out, wrapped her arms around the new moon, and disappeared beyond the horizon. While 1,000 startled crows erupted and fled in every direction from the cornfield that spread out below.